Now we've got the mayor here himself, actually.
Thanks,
Dick. Thank you so much for stopping by, Dick. Okay, stepping up to the plate, we have.
Into the hot seat.
Is it Mayor Vince? Is it Mayor?
It's Village President.
Village President, okay, I want to make sure I got that straight.
It's like a mayor on steroids, if you will.
Okay.
You're the Manny Ramirez of.
Yes, exactly, whatever you want to look at.
That's right. You've got an awful lot going on in Catskill today. Maybe you'd like to kind of let people in on what's going on and.
I sure can. So right out of the gate from this morning, we've had kind of a vortex of events. We've had a duck race, which is always fun once a year. You take these little rubber duckies, you throw them in the water, and you hope the tide's going in the right way, and then the winner is the winner.
There you go.
But I think the theme of today is something for everyone, and I keep wanting that to be our theme in this community. You know, we have a wine and cheese festival, and that's for, you know, rich or poor, but my point is there's something that somebody can be interested in doing. We have a car show, it's got motorcycles, and as long as we keep moving our community in that direction where we put our arms around everybody, so to speak, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but just put our arms around everybody and say, you're all welcome here. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to have successful events. We're going to get great projects like yourself coming forward because people want to be a part of Catskill. Over the past, I'd say 3 weeks or more, my phone has been the busiest it's been in 5 years of people that want to come here and start projects here, open businesses, fix homes, and they want to know what kind of grant money we have and how can they get involved and do the right thing. And I just think that's why we're all doing these things, and a lot of it is for charity or a lot of it is for the weekend work. But it's just to get ourselves in the mix and make something happen.
Now, wasn't Catskill named as one of the 10 top
coolest small towns
in the United States? That's what I thought. And how great is that for you guys?
And again, it goes back to that concept. If you work hard at making a community that has a little bit of something for everyone, then you become. Things just happen. We didn't go out. We didn't wake up one morning and say, "Hey, let's do things that are going to make us the coolest small town." We just started doing what we thought was best.
And you've got a huge resurgence here on Main Street of businesses that have just popped up they're wonderful.
Yeah.
And Main Street is one hopping little town here today.
Yeah.
It's great.
And what's great for us is we have the Catskill Creek and we have the Hudson River, which is of course great. But the Catskill Creek to me is a great divide. And what I mean by that is we have on our east side, which is where we are right now in the community center. It's more of our historic area. And then we have our west side, which is the Walmart and the things. Mm-hmm. So we have a natural divide that we can say, if as a community we have to bring in a box store, we have to bring in a chain restaurant, we have a place for that. There's a place for that. It's not on Main Street, and we have a place for the art galleries and the community and the civic organizations down here at the on the east side.
And I saw you flying by Main Street here, so you've probably been to all the events going on here today.
I've been nonstop, but I love it. It's been a great, we got
terrific.
Up at 6 and we set up the Wine and Cheese Festival, and we're a little bit nervous about the weather today.
Now, who's sponsoring the Wine and Cheese Festival?
It's the Ladies of the Fortnightly Club. They're a group of gals that they do a lot of good things for the community, and the benefit today was for a new playground up in Elliott Park. It's one of our parks.
Oh, okay.
So, again, it goes back to they're just, getting people together, doing the right thing. They had a record turnout up there. They had twice as many vendors as they had last year. They ended in about a half an hour, I think. And then that whole group will probably come down here to the car show.
And I noticed coming up there was a car show as well.
Yeah.
Now, who is sponsoring that?
Yeah,
what organization is that?
Yeah, that's the Village of Catskill. We actually are sponsoring it. Yeah, Eileen Dees down here from the Garden Gate is helping put that all together, and this is kind of our second annual. We've had more in the past, but this is our second official.
I've been watching some great cars coming down Main Street here because we've got a great view from the community center, and I'm like, they're all over the place.
Right. We have a great vantage point as a
It's wonderful. Absolutely.
I have a question.
Sure.
You mentioned Elliott Park. I remember when we first moved here years ago, they used to flood it, and you could go ice skating there in the winter. Are they ever going to do that again, or what?
So. If you go down at Dutchman's Landing these days, if you go where the playground is, there's that old, it used to be a swamp.
Oh, okay.
That's all getting cleaned out. That's going to be our new ice rink down
there. Oh, okay.
So one of the things that we want to do is kind of have that be more of a summertime mecca up there and move some of these things down here, but we're going to have the ice rink open up back down there. So, yeah. Oh, I got a lot of memories from growing up.
That was a fond memory of mine.
Yeah, I think I got a few scars of ricocheting off things going too fast.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've also got the cats coming out again this year, correct?
Yep, those are coming up very soon. I've had a sneak peek of a few of them, and every year they up them, they step it up a bit. It's just amazing. amazing.
They are beautiful. Yeah. They really are works of art.
It's a
amazing.
Great draw. It's a yes. great draw for the
Absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely. So what else can we expect? What's coming up in Catskill within the next weekend or two, or what's new and exciting?
Yeah. Well, a lot of our Second Saturday strolls, we've got they're themed. One of the ones that are coming up, we're going to do more or less a funky fashion show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have folks that are dressed up with products and services walking around the street. So like, I'll just give you a little preview of an example. So we've got a gal in a wedding dress holding a piece of paper that's going to be from the lawyer. That's kind of her prenup, and she's going to get married, and she's going to be advertising the bridal shop, and then she's going to be advertising the lawyer.
The lawyer at the same
time. It's kind of like an eclectic fashion show. I'm not just going to march
that
them up
sounds
down
like
the
a lot
street.
Of fun, though.
Yeah, have a little fun with
that's
it, right?
That's fun. You have to have fun with it.
And it's stuff like that again, sets you apart from everybody else, and when people
Absolutely.
Come down, and if it works, we'll do it again. If it doesn't, we'll try something else. That's
well, you had fun doing it, yes. if nothing else. Absolutely.
That's the beauty
Absolutely.
Of all this.
Yeah.
So this is great.
Yes, we're very excited to be in Catskill, and the plan for us, I guess the community center is telling us this is going to be the space for the studio for the FM station.
Oh,
and
wow.
Until we get there, the plan is every second Saturday we're going to try to do a live broadcast with all the events that you guys have going on every second Saturday, and we're going to train local youth to run the broadcast. So hopefully by September, October, we're going to have young people doing this broadcast every second Saturday live from the Catskill Community Center here, and interacting with everybody everything that's going on in
right.
the community.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, get the kids involved. That's going to be the best. Perfect.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interest. A lot of kids are really excited about this. It's something terrific for them to look forward to, something to get involved in, and, you know, what's better than that?
Yeah, and about a half hour, we're going to go to some local young people across the street at Union Mills with performing with Hudson Talbot's River of Dreams production. They're going to do some songs from that, and we're going to beam it across the street here to here, and then beam it out to the whole world.
Scott is beaming us up all over the place.
Technology.
Absolutely.
This is great.
So, thanks for coming by today.
Right.
You want to stay for a little while for Rob's
going to
play?
Rob's playing
or are you, like, such a busy man and you've got to be everywhere?
I'm going up and then I'm coming back down.
You did that three times in front of the
yeah.
window.
Stop by a little later and you can give us a report of what's going on.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Cool. Vince,
right.
thank you so
much.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, boss.
All right. Have a good one.